Winners of the 46th Annual Grammy Awards were announced last night. Singer Beyoncé Knowles won 5 Grammys. The group OutKast won 3. Coldplay took Record of the Year. Justin Timberlake showed up. Janet Jackson did not. From Los Angeles, NPR's Madalito Barco reports.
It was a big night for urban music at the Grammys. After performing on stage with Prince to open the show, Beyoncé won the award for Best Contemporary R&B Album.
Wow. This is unbelievable. Performing was enough for me. I'm just so honored.
Beyoncé also won Best Female R&B Vocal Performance and Best R&B Song. The album of the year went to the psychedelic hip-hop funk duo OutKast for Speaker Box, The Love Below.
1, 2, 3, up!
My baby don't mess around because she loves me so, and this I know for sure.
OutKast's Big Boy thanked their producer and a higher power.
Yo, yo, I hope thanks due to the Most High for this one all day long, man. Music is rocking like never before.
Andre 3000 thanked the fans.
Thank you very much. Yes, Malcolm.
OutKast performed in a tribute to Funkmaster George Clinton. Also honored at last night's ceremony was the late Warren Zevon, who won a posthumous Grammy, his first. The Beatles received a President's Award from the National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences. After George Harrison's widow spoke, Yoko Ono choked back tears as she evoked the memory of John Lennon.
He would have wanted to say it again, come together. Give peace a chance.
At last year's ceremony, participants were discouraged from mentioning the impending war in Iraq. But this year, the president of the Recording Academy, Neil Portnow, alluded to it as he criticized the administration for a plan to cut funding for arts education in public schools.
If our leaders spend our resources to search for something, it ought to be for tools of mass education and cultural enlightenment in our nation.
If there was any controversy at this year's Grammys, it was over fallout from the Super Bowl. CBS, which carried that game, broadcast the ceremony on a 5-minute delay to be sure there would be no repeats of the Janet Jackson-Justin Timberlake incident. In a statement issued yesterday, the network said both singers were invited to participate in the Grammys if they gave on-air apologies. Jackson declined, according to CBS. Justin Timberlake accepted the terms.
What occurred was unintentional, completely regrettable, and I apologize if you guys are offended.
One of the evening's most genuine moments came when Luther Vandross, who is recovering from a stroke, sent his love to the audience through a taped message.
I want to thank everyone for your love and support. And remember, when I say goodbye, it's never for long, because I believe in the power of love.
Vandross shared one of this year's top honors with Richard Marx for Dance With My Father, the song of the year.
If I could get another chance.
Mandalit del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.
Another dance with him.
Reviews of Grammy-nominated artists are at npr.org.
How I'd love, love, love to dance with my father again.